Well, good morning.
Are we peaking? What's happening here?
I mean, we can bump this down just a little bit.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm checking my levels over here. It's dangerously in the red.
I think it's just an exciting time to be us. Maybe so. That's way too low.
I don't know. I'm like, look at that. Look at those.
Maybe
levels.
If you would get here before 20 minutes after we're supposed to go live, you would have time to check levels, Timothy.
How does it sound out there?
We have a dedicated audience of dozens, maybe not dozens, plural, but there are people that depend on you, Tim.
It's true.
They want to hear what you have to say, and you need to be here on time to say it.
Well, I'm just worried that the audio sounds like garbage right now. I can't. It's in my head. How does it sound? Please let us know if it sounds terrible. We will adjust.
We will adjust accordingly. Tim, speaking of audio sounding terrible, I didn't tell you this because I went to Disney yesterday, which was Sunday.
Yep.
Timmy, we had the power surge last week because of the squirrel that got crispy and toasty and delicious.
Mm.
I didn't actually eat the squirrel. So Wednesday night, because we were gone Monday and Tuesday, you and I, Wednesday is the only day I was in the office last week. So I come in, I get the sound system booted up. I watched the Rays game with my...
It's awful.
It sounds just fine. What are you doing?
Sound system booted up. I watched the Rays game with my...
What are you doing, Tim? Tim, so I get the soundboard on. You know, the soundboard that was a hand-me-down from our sister church, Lakeview?
Yep.
You're turning down the wrong mics.
That's, no, I'm not.
It's the mic one. You need to check that. You were turning down camera one, Mike.
Oh, and look at that. Suddenly, it's no longer peaking.
Tim, as I was saying...
Mr. I checked audio levels.
I did. Different machine. It's your ATEM settings versus my ATEM settings.
This is your ATEM board.
But when you plug in an ATEM to a new computer, whatever's saved on your board, Tim...
Just saying, it sounds much better now. You're welcome.
Are you sure that it's set for line over there? Maybe you should check it in the middle.
It's fine.
Maybe.
We're
maybe.
Good.
Tim, what I'm saying is...
Did you have major issues yesterday?
I got...
You told me nothing.
There were no issues Wednesday night. I watched the Rays game through our PA. And Sunday morning, the board will not power up at all. So, we... fortunately, our guitar player is a gigging guitar player and has a portable PA in the back of his minivan that he pulled out and sounded better than our full PA does.
Was it the disco?
It was not the disco. It's an actual, like, full band PA because he's an actual musician. So that helped that he had that. So it sounded great in-house. The mic that is on the back of that camera was one of the two mics picking up the room. So the live stream was a little bit wonky yesterday.
Can't wait to go back and listen.
It all worked. And now we have our stage completely torn apart for the first time in the 7 years that I've been here.
Is that why the door was open when I walked in?
Yeah, because Scott's probably in there working. So we are doing all of it this week because yesterday was Sunday.
And this...
This moment right here, this moment in time...
Is the morning after.
Welcome to the Morning After Ministry Show, a caffeine-fueled look back on the week and ministry that was.
So, Timmy, that was my week. That was my week. That was my Monday. But it felt like my week because I was gone literally all week.
You were not home.
I was not home.
I was gone for maybe, I don't know, 45 hours, and...
It messed up your week.
Yeah, I was completely thrown off, and then I checked my Find My, and I was like...
Wait. You wouldn't, you know, for accountability, you wanted to make sure you knew where I was.
I checked, so Andrew and I have we share a Find My location.
Sometimes you can forget to turn off your location and find out that someone's going to the Black Dog, and the starting line is going to be... It's a whole thing. So you need to know who you're sharing your location with.
It's true, but Andrew and I never turn off our locations for each other. We're accountability partners, so we always know where we're at all times. I pulled up the map. And I saw you just outside of Atlanta.
Georgia.
You were not close to me. And I thought, Andrew, we were just together.
You knew where I was going.
I forgot. I forgot because we conferenced last week, which is why last week's show was so bizarre.
22 minutes with yelling and excitement.
It was hard to like stay focused. There was people walking around us. There was a man on stage with lots of necklaces.
Ironic necklaces. Like, if I understand wearing a necklace, I wore a necklace for a phase of my ill-informed youth.
I had a shell necklace.
A puka shell necklace?
I had a puka shell necklace with bleach blonde hair.
As did I. Looked awesome.
It looked great. I'm bringing it back next week.
But my necklace was never displayed outside of a hoodie.
If you're wearing a hoodie, you can't see the necklace.
That's the rule.
You pull all
the rule is if you're wearing
seven
a hoodie,
of your necklaces
you
out.
You should not be able to see the necklace. That's just a rule of thumb that I live by.
I don't know.
But so we were conferencing together on Monday and Tuesday.
We actually checked in Sunday night. So
Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
We were together a lot.
It was wonderful.
Wednesday, I find my app. You're not anywhere near me.
No, Wednesday I was here getting a sermon written on
Thursday?
Wednesday. And Thursday morning I left my house at 4:40 in the a.m. because I was having a luncheon at noon in Roswell, Georgia, north of Atlanta. Atlanta's a very big city.
It's very big.
Like, you start hitting Atlanta,
it's very, very big.
And then you're not out of Atlanta for like 2 hours. It's a region. It's not a city.
Matt Coyne's wondering if there was a male stripper on stage.
There was no. That was a different conference that we were not invited to.
Someone,
by the grace of God.
They may or may not have been on staff at Lakeview Church, texted me and said, please tell me you're not at the conference with the male strippers. We were not.
Speaking of.
We were not.
The Reverend Dr. Matt Coyne. Matt Coyne, I got my regalia in the mail yesterday. So I know you wore your regalia at Disney. I got mine when I got home from Epcot yesterday.
So naturally,
I took a shower and then I put it on with very little underneath because my children were asleep and I wanted to make my wife hit me. And it was successful. You did not tell me how heavy that junk is, Matt. It is like 40 pounds of polyester.
You should work out in it.
Oh, God. It would smell so bad. I mean, it is heavy.
When do you get to officially wear that next month?
Yeah, so May...
The robes?
The Thursday, I think, is the 9th, is the degree-specific ceremony, and then Friday the 10th is the student body-wide. I was telling the ladies in the office this morning, like, you know, after putting that on, I don't know how excited I am. I'm excited for my kids to be there
and
see
it. I hope the AC is down.
No, it's outside in a football stadium. I'm thinking... I know the degree-specific one with the actual professors that I know and cherish. That's one, sure, absolutely. But sitting outside listening to a senator from not my state so that my kids can see fireworks when we're at Disney a few times a month, I don't know that the outdoor Friday night ceremony is quite what I want to do. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm RSVP'd.
Matt says, yes, I was sweating so bad. I told the photographer I could only wear it for a couple of pictures. I have no idea how I would make it through.
It is heavy. And the hat is supposed to be one size fits all with some elastic in there.
When you have a doctorate degree.
I did not realize how fat my head is.
It's a weighty degree.
It is.
So the robes of anorak should also be
It is.
Weighty.
But so when you did your graduation last December... You had the master's robes.
A year and a half ago now.
Like the big poofy sleeves, because back in the day, when teachers would be given an apple or whatever, that's where they would put them. I was expecting the big poofy sleeves, and they're not. They're just like big. It's very odd. The whole thing was very odd. So my parents, we saw that their light was on, and so I decided to put on the full garment and go over to my parents' house.
Did you freak them out?
My father was already sleeping. My mom's dog, who is the friendliest dog on the planet, she'll get into a car with a stranger, was terrified. She was yelling at me. She was cursing. My mom, of course, had to take pictures because she's a mother. But the dog was not cool. She might bark twice a day ever, and she was barking and growling at me.
Was this your mom or the dog?
The dog. The dog. My mom was...
I didn't know if your mom was equally as terrified.
I think she was prouder than she should have been, because I was like, Mom, I'm doing this because I'm just wearing underpants underneath these robes right now. This is funny to me.
It is funny.
But she, you know, moms, they get proud.
Moms are the best. Moms are the best. Hey, if you're just joining us for the very first time ever, my name's Tim. This is Andrew.
We're thrilled that you're here.
Just about every Monday, we hop on Facebook land and YouTubeville.
That's patent pending.
Patent pending. To talk the week in ministry that was and is.
And is to come. There's a whole lot of ministry happening.
We've done this 250-something times now.
Tim, I am so grateful that we can take ministry seriously without taking ourselves seriously.
It's kind of our deal.
One of the things that makes me very proud to be your buddy, that we get to do this and not think that people should take anything that we say all that seriously if it's not on a Sunday morning.
Ben says it actually looks great on the YouTubes. Ooh. So Ben's over on YouTubeville right now, enjoying the broadcast. Look, we don't have a lot to say.
Here's my question.
Or maybe we don't have anything all that important to say.
If we are broadcasting
sometimes
on Facebook and YouTube, isn't it technically a simulcast?
We are one podcast, many locations. that's our motto now. Now that we've gone full simulcast.
If you want to check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Facebook, YouTube.
Wow.
Wherever it is that you catch up on these things.
Andrew.
We are thrilled to have you here.
I've got something for you.
To talk about the week in ministry that was. And you had a whole week of ministry happen just yesterday.
Really over the weekend. I'll fill you in on the busy ministry weekend. Then I've got a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
I'm not saying it happened yesterday.
Okay.
I'm not saying it did not happen yesterday.
Hypothetical.
It's got a hypothetical.
It is a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical. But first, we had an eventful weekend. We had the Walk for Life at Lakeview Church.
We
partner with New Life Solutions, great local organization.
I was with one of their directors on Saturday.
Gospel-centered.
Who was not at the Walk for Life because we were together at a funeral.
They love babies. They love
Jesus.
Men. They love women. They love children. They love Jesus. It's a beautiful organization to partner with, which is why you and I both have ties to that organization. So we hosted a Walk for Life. Fantastic event. A little tired. Then Sunday happened, which, as you know, happens every week.
Every single week. That's what people need to realize.
We're bringing in a new sound guy, so I wanted to make sure he was
single week.
Ready to rock, so I was there extra early.
How early is extra early for you? Because you're typically there before I'm out of bed.
Well, lately I've been getting there closer to 8, which is very late for me.
That
so I got there at like 7:25.
First service is 9:30?
Yeah. So I got there at 7:25 on Sunday, and make sure, because band practice starts at 7:30. So I wanted to make sure I was there before band practice, had the new sound guy who's been with us before, but he's now back on the team with us, make sure he was ready to rock and roll. I've got a hypothetical for you because I just want to know how you would have responded or how you would respond if this were to ever happen. I'm not saying it has or hasn't.
I am so ready to discuss this.
Let's just say you...
Hypothetically.
You've got two services on a Sunday.
Yeah. One at 9:30, maybe one at 11.
Potentially. Or 9 and 11.
Or
you... You finish first service, and you're doing your usual, making your rounds.
Pre-services thing.
Post-services thing for
post,
me.
Post, in-between service thing.
It's an in-between service,
an
but...
An in-betwixt moment.
Typically, and this is not a hypothetical, typically after each service, I'll make my rounds, and I kind of make eye contact with people I know that maybe you can just tell they want to chat, so I'll go and chat, shake hands, pray, et cetera. You know, the pastor
thing. Do the eyebrows.
I don't know what kind of church you grew up in, but in my church, the pastor... would rush to the back of the room and then turn and then shake everyone's hand on the way out. Was that your church experience?
Yes. Pastor Procknow, I want to say he insisted on a wireless mic, not because he was very stoic at the pulpit. He did not move.
Right.
But he would start praying. He liked the sound of the pulpit mic. However, he had the clip-on tie lapel mic so that he could be praying while walking to the back door.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea.
So I could do that because we have everybody go out our side door.
Right. And we don't, so it wouldn't work for me. So typically I'll linger at the front and then I'll kind of scan the room to see, you know, is there a need? Who do I need to pray with, talk to? So let's just say hypothetically you're doing your thing after church.
You're praying. You're ministering.
You approach someone that you've never seen.
A ministry of presence, perhaps.
You could tell, again, hypothetically, that this person does not regularly attend, but they're clearly waiting to chat.
Not such a big church that you don't recognize new people.
Sure. And this person proceeds to tell you, hypothetically.
In theory.
I am not church shopping.
Okay. It's good to know.
I am spirit testing.
Ooh. I mean, maybe she's read John's epistles that tells the believers to test every spirit. That we want to be biblical. The Bereans searched the scriptures daily to see if it were so. So... maybe that is what she's doing, hypothetically. If this situation were to have happened.
If this were to have happened and this person were to say to you, I came last week for the first time and I almost rebuked you. However.
What did you do last week?
However.
You were in Ecclesiastes? Again, this is a hypothetical situation.
However.
however.
I wanted to give you one more chance. And you passed.
Thank God. I mean, again, this is a hypothetical situation, but I was anxious for a moment there.
I've gone through many scenarios. If that were ever to happen, how would I respond?
Should that happen? I would say, well, thank goodness.
Exactly how definitely, I probably would have responded.
But also, if you were to have received a rebuke from someone that had no buy-in to your ministry or spiritual authority in your life.
Which?
Or who, you know, if we're speaking hypothetically, or who didn't invite you to a conference, because we've seen that this week. Hey, you don't get to rebuke me. You're not qualified. You know, there's, and again, because we are only with very hypothetical situations here.
If this were to happen,
I would be thankful that I wasn't being rebuked.
I think I'm with you. I think I would be thankful didn't receive a rebuke. I would probably question what happened the previous week that would have led to a possible rebuking.
In this hypothetical situation, I would definitely want to know
that would run through
why
my mind.
I was nearly rebuked.
What was said? What was done?
Was it a joke? And maybe if someone was a member of the church, because they're not church shopping, they're spirit testing.
Spirit testing.
Do they not know the church well enough to understand what they perceived as a rebukable moment? There's that to consider. There are so many variables in this hypothetical, very, very hypothetical situation.
Let's step out of hypothetical land. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been rebuked in that format?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had a guy
this is a good topic.
Came, and it's been long enough that I can discuss it now.
Sure.
Because for a while, he was no longer attending, but his wife was attending one of our Bible studies, and so, you know, I didn't want to say anything.
Yep.
But he was so upset, and also, he told me that they had not attended church anywhere since COVID, so they had, you know, went 2.5 years of no church anywhere,
mm-hmm.
and then we were the sixth church they had been at in 2 years,
yeah.
and so, like, I was like, okay, enough said. I've got your resume. I'm sure you are a spiritual giant who does not need the gathered body of Christ. So there was that initially.
Oh, another level of snark.
But I don't even remember the series that we were in, but the concept of the sovereignty of God kept coming up, and he was so, like, big mad because sovereignty is a human concept, and it's one that we have made up, and, you know.
Okay.
And when he says, you know, and in the King James, I'm like, okay, you got me there.
Yeah.
The idea of sovereignty is only translated that way once, and that's a made up, you know, it's a word that Paul made up from other words.
Hmm.
And he, you know, loved me and loved our church so much, but didn't want us to lean into the concept of the sovereignty of God.
Oof.
And then
Oof.
I got about a 1,500 word email from him the next
wow.
week when it happened again.
Wow.
And it was finally, as a church,
that guy was spirit testing.
We are not going to adapt to who you are. That's not anything we're ever going to be. But this is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And since you are very comfortable hopping to, you know, whatever tickles your ears next, we might not be the church for you. But thank you for your rebuke. I think if it was a rebuke from
thank you for that rebuke,
a faithful member or a deacon or an elder. It would be very different. And
very
I've
different.
Certainly gotten some of those as
Me
like,
too.
Hey, I know this is who you are, but that was probably not a moment to be silly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that I've received
Me too.
Most
I've done that.
In my life.
Yeah, I've received those well. I appreciate those. I do appreciate what you just said because we had a membership class yesterday, which, side note, if you're going to offer a free lunch at a membership class on a Sunday after church,
you should RSVP. You require RSVPs.
You should probably tell the senior pastor, hey, don't mention there's lunch involved at the very end of second service, especially if you haven't already registered for the membership class. Just might want to mention that to the senior pastor so he doesn't slip up and say, hey, we may or may not have food over there.
Come one, come all.
I don't know how much food we have.
Everybody's invited. It's like the Jim and Pam episode, Pam episode of The Office where they're having CC baptized and everybody just comes for the lunch.
I opened a membership class with, I know why you're all really here. It's why I'm here too. There's food in the back. Ended up being a fantastic class. Yes, 20 plus people that did not register showed up. It was a packed room. My family was texting me, why is there a line wrapped around the Student Center for membership class right now?
Really spontaneous funny. Baptisms to follow. It was great.
Spontaneous members joining.
Hey, we've been here one. We were just testing the spirit. It turns out.
We're testing the membership
that's
spirit.
That's a heck of a sandwich, so we're going to join.
We're testing the lunch. All right, Andrew,
we've got to catch up.
The comments are pouring in. Erica says, I know as a Christian I shouldn't be judgmental, but hypothetically, I would be a little upset that this person was saying this to our pastor who we know and cherish. Okay, that's from a... From a church member's perspective, yeah. If they knew their pastor was getting... That's actually an interesting topic. If you knew your pastor was receiving a rebuke, how would you take it? Jeff Gore sounds like...
Stranger.
This is funny. Sounds like a secret shopper, but for the church? Yeah, it's a secret spirit tester.
Did you know that our denomination offers to...
Stop.
In the church vitality...
Stop.
Yes.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, they will send... Like, how do I get that job?
A covert, secret church shopper?
Don't get me wrong. I really like my job, but that would be great. You're going to put me on an airplane... And I'm going to go tell
this
a church everything that's wrong with
this,
it.
This can't that, be real.
Listen, that is that might be my spiritual gift to Tim.
Matt says, I had someone visit last summer for a special meeting with me the next week, and she felt that there were people in front of her who felt were, quote, of Satan.
Makes sense.
And asked if she could rebuke them. Way too much went on here. Way too much to say on here where it went. But... It was a fun conversation. Matt, let's chat later because I think I need to know the ending of that story. That sounds like
I
a ton of fun.
I think she might be in Florida now.
City Lights Church.
Hypothetically.
Look, this is whoever's watching from City Lights, we get it. You want your church plugged. So, hey, here we are again. Go to City Lights Church.
Again, you need to check them out.
Great church. Fantastic teaching.
Was it Ohio?
Up in Ohio.
I think I remember that from...
This is a running joke. I love this. Some guy said we were sharing... Oh, this happened. Some guy said we were sharing too much... hope and asked if we could
we don't want to
tone it down.
Tone down the positivity
and listen, no, get this.
Of forgiveness and grace, guys.
And by said, I mean stood up during the message. Okay, if you want something crazy to happen next Sunday, go ahead and attend City Lights Church, where people will shout out, stop providing and offering hope.
Yeah, who wants hope? Who wants hope?
Jeff says, how about public rebukes on Facebook? That's a good one.
I mean...
Many of us do that one all the time.
Yeah.
That one's pretty
neat.
Morning, Todd.
Tim, another one that we have story I have not told here, but made me think of that, which...
This is a great time for stories.
Because of the hypothetical nature of what you said,
may or may not. You never know. If these things were to happen...
We had someone last summer-ish. I don't even remember exactly when, but came in, dove in with both feet... After week one, hey, how do I get involved? How do I start serving?
Scranton.
How do I?
That's where they're at, the
Scranton,
Electric City.
That's right. Yep. How do I jump in? I am all in. And it was like, dang, this is awesome. But then it was also, oh, by the way.
You got to be cautious with those bright lights.
Can I borrow one of the church computers to type up a resume? Because the library will only give me a half hour. We've got a job interview next week.
Okay. I'm listening.
And this person, you know. Showing up to Bible studies, was getting involved.
Love that.
You know, was like, hey, I understand that you want to do a background check before I'm serving with kids. Mm-hmm. Let me help take out the trash after people eat together on Sunday mornings.
And Warren it was Jerry,
like, oh, buddy. This is spectacular.
It's good stuff.
She was bipolar and off meds and had like run away from her family.
Mm. That's
like
tough.
The husbands and kids know where she was. So by the end of it, there was like a police report, and the police were like, if this person shows up to church on Sunday morning, you need to call us, of thing.
Oh, boy.
So sometimes when someone comes in and they're a very passionate follower of Jesus, but the spidey senses are just saying there's something slightly amiss.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's spirit testing.
Could be spirit testing.
Maybe it's a medical brain chemistry issue. I don't know. But the fact that... If you're comfortable going up to someone and having a really awkward conversation.
Hypothetically.
Again, completely hypothetical situation.
Sure.
There might be more going on than just someone's lack of social skills. Just a thought.
Hypothetically speaking, let's say that the spirit tester were to then proceed to tell you stories that were not appropriate to share in front of your own children.
Like PG-13 rated stories?
maybe harder.
Mm.
Hypothetically, let's say this person were to share those stories after an awkward embrace and refusing to let go of you.
Like whispering in your ear as...
Hypothetically.
Yeah, then I would say, yes, there's a lack of decorum.
I mean, if that were to happen.
There are some legitimate disabilities that are what we call invisible disabilities, where it look, you know, they're... If someone has a broken leg, you can look like, oh, that guy's in the cast. I can see it. But sometimes there are things that synapses are not firing exactly as they should be or as are typically fired.
Yep.
And,
yep.
Yeah. You never know what's going on inside somebody, which is why you should always have a deacon or an elder or a body person if you're big time like Tim and you've got a personal security guard who says, hey, after 45 seconds with somebody, I need a code word of someone to come up and say, hey, we have an emergency in the men's room or something to get me out of a situation.
So if you're looking for a great church, go on and head over to City Lights Church.
It's the Electric City Lights.
Scranton, the Electric City Lights Church. The Electric City Lights Church.
Here's the thing. We are here in Greater Tampa Bay, where for the longest time, the biggest church in the area was Idlewild Baptist Church. And if your church is named Idlewild, nothing sounds more boring than Idlewild, so forever they were rebranded as Exciting Idlewild.
Exciting Idlewild.
If you are in Scranton, you're already the Electric City. Mm-hmm. I just think all of your socials, everything needs to be the Electric City Lights Church.
I agree. I thought that's what they were doing. I'm waiting for the YouTube
that
name
is
to change.
A great idea.
Laura says, Tim, I hope you're offering too much hope and you need to tone it down. I'll reach out to my friends at the Electric City Lights Church and see how much hope is allowed. Like, what's the threshold of hope? At what point do we cross over?
Which, at the same time, I get it. Because there are some people that I'm like, all right, listen. Can I just say it? Like, when I see one of Tolian's clips going viral, I'm like, hasn't he lost the right to talk about hope and forgiveness at this point? Like, how many wives do you have to cheat on before you can stop talking about grace?
And, Andrew, you can't, this
and the answer is, there is infinite. It's 70 times
70
seven.
Times
70 times 7,
times
but
times
maybe
times
take
times
the microphone away?
Seven.
I don't know. I don't know if that's what was going on at the Electric City Lights Church, but you don't want too much hope, except for the fact that we kind of need it.
Andrew might stand up.
Desperately need hope.
And shout out during the middle of the message, this is too much hope.
Too much hope. Take it away.
I'm wondering if there was a live stream. Like, could we go back and watch that? the Electric City Lights Church?
I think we should.
Jeff says, the threshold of hope is definitely the title of a prosperity pastor's book.
That's a great book. Threshold of Hope. I love that.
We will be using AI to come up with a book cover later. Check out the socials.
It'll be really, really good, Tim. I think it'll be great. So we conferenced together Monday, Tuesday. We partied with our buddies Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
We did. It was fun.
Again, we should have hot tubbed two nights, but we only hot tubbed one night because the Yelp review or whatever of the Fancy Pants Hotel lied about the pool hours, but that's okay. Tim, I went up to Georgia on Thursday. And by the way, if you're driving 7.5 hours home by yourself on
Friday.
Free live
stream. Pre-live. Sorry.
It's
too bad.
An album drop day is a great day to spend 8 hours in the car by yourself. But it was a very different conference. You know, one, we were in a room with...
several thousand.
We couldn't believe how many people were there.
We haven't even talked about this, but conferences apparently are back.
We talked about this a little bit last week, but just in general, yeah, it was exciting to see...
Yeah.
Pre-COVID numbers.
There were several thousand pastors.
It's been 4 years.
Yeah.
But the past several years of trying to redo things, it's been lower numbers. This was not that. But then, Timmy, I went to one of our denominational conferences, and turns out when you're giving a virtual option to an in-person conference,
mm-hmm.
some people are going to opt to not drive, not spend the money on the hotel.
Sure, you can join virtually.
And join virtually. And it's more fun to be in a giant room full of everybody, as it turns out.
I could see that.
So should we quit giving people the option? Then that we've had this conversation about church live streams before.
Sure.
That's got to be kind of part of that conversation as well. Mm-hmm. But I,
and we bring this up every membership class. You know, is the church live stream is not, it can't be your crutch. It can't be your, I'm a little bit tired today.
Like, but
you need to be in church. However, but it serves a purpose.
It serves a purpose. We're in Florida. We have older people. We have people traveling.
People who are physically unable to leave their house for whatever reason. And this is a way for them to join, in a sense, virtually with us. So it's a beautiful thing.
And also, do you remember going on vacation and going to a different church when you were on vacation? Ugh. And now,
I don't have to do that.
You just, you know, Apple Play to the TV in the hotel room.
Yep.
It's great.
Yep. Matt, but, okay, people are clamoring.
We
make no guarantees. However, we may or may not be chatting with the boys this afternoon.
I'm just saying,
about this
Tim
very topic.
Tim leaned over to me 20 minutes, like, as the people kept filing into the room and saying, is it back?
Jerry's praying it into reality. Jerry said he also talked to someone yesterday at church who kept moving to be left as of to stand next to me. Entertain myself by quietly rotating to start face to face with them. Jerry.
They're orbiting around each other. They should.
Next time I see Jerry, I'm going to do that exact move and see if he picks up on it.
Hopefully it'll be like next February-ish, maybe at Lakeview Church. I don't know.
Could be sooner. Why not?
I don't know.
How much time do you guys need to get down to Florida? Fall is great, too.
Forget the Practically Pastoring Conference. The Morning After Ministry Conference is happening at Athens Restaurant in about 20 minutes.
Get here.
It's going to be so good.
If you can get to Athens, I will buy your lunch in 20 minutes or less.
I just said it. Am I included in that?
You are not. Dang it. You're not regularly on this show.
What if it's on the chalkboard, though?
They have some good specials.
I only order specials.
No, they have some.
Why order
specials
off a menu?
I'm with you.
Tim, we have to talk about something that has deeply disturbed both of us that was not in our punny notes that apparently none of our friends get.
There were a lot of punny show notes today. If you didn't know, Andrew's a bit of a Swiftie.
Tim, we got news Wednesday, once we were back from our conference together, that messed me up. I was in bed. It was 10 o'clock at night. I knew that I was leaving my house at 4 something in the morning.
Do we have to?
The Reggie Joyner news messed me up like no other. And then on Thursday morning, as I was driving, I waited till after you had done school drop off because I'm a good friend.
You're a good friend.
And we had texted in one of our group chats back and forth when the news broke on Wednesday night. But Thursday we talked, and I was like, I don't know why I am so upset by this one.
I'll be honest with you, I did not sleep good on Wednesday night.
And, you know, every week, every month,
it's somebody in our circle. It's
our,
a friend of a friend, or it's another celebrity pastor, or somebody else has done something very, very stupid.
You beautifully articulated what the emotion that I was dealing with, and it was that we expect it out of the jerks. Like, you know, the guys that have the very narcissistic tendencies.
Sure.
And there's been stuff coming out in the past couple weeks, like, oh, you know, there were bullying or narcissistic tendencies as well. But when the public persona is Mr. Rogers, you know, that I had was, and I'm forgetting his name, you know, Hillsong New York dude, Carl Lentz. Like, all we had to do was look at the picture of him and Bieber, and it was like, oh, okay.
Wasn't a shocker.
This guy is going to have some issues.
Yep.
And it, you know, or if someone is yelling at people and has the reputation of being a bully, sure. But, I mean, we've taken leaders to sit under Reggie's training. There was a season
where what they were doing in the student ministry space was top notch. Like it couldn't be matched. The level of training they were offering. We were attending camps where they were training our small group leaders during morning sessions. It was unbelievable what was happening at that time in youth ministry, and we were just so grateful to be a part of it. A lot of great resources were churned out. And when this news broke, my heart broke a little
bit. It messed me up.
And Anthony, I'm with you on that. Ravi messed him up real bad. That one was tough, too. That one was really tough. Steph's wondering if she should host a Practically Pastoring Wives breakout session. That way, pastors, you can invite your wives to the Practically Pastoring Conference, which is coming very, very soon.
I was so confused because that was a different text message that came in one of our groups.
So, yes, PBCon's back. It's coming. I'm just going to announce it right now. It's here. It's happening. Here we go. Whether we call it that or not, bring your wives. There's going to be a special breakout session where you can get together and talk about all of the great friendships you thought you had but no longer have. That's a joke.
You can talk about the people
that... It was a joke.
That,
pastor's
know,
wife. That was a pastor's wife's joke.
Once they left the church.
That only pastor's wives will get and understand fully.
Yeah. It was... I'm going to echo what Jerry said. Let's be vigilant, friends. And you know what? Let's not just be vigilant. Let's have friends. Let's have friends that...
Have you been working out?
I'm very strong.
Wow.
I have been walking. I'm trying to get my blood pressure down, Tim.
It's a good start. We'll walk all the way to the restaurant and eat way too much in just a little bit.
Thank goodness. Have friends that can call you out, because, man, that was a bummer of a Wednesday night.
Ecclesiastes chapter 7. Read the first 6 verses, and if you don't have a friend like that, Andrew, I shared a story in the sermon yesterday. You'll appreciate this.
Mm. I talked about Indiana Jones in my sermon and Bluey.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I talked about how I, once upon a time, became the senior pastor, the lead pastor of Lakeview Church.
I remember that.
I was very excited.
You were thrilled.
I thought, you know what? This is my chance to be a grown-up.
Yeah.
I think I need to be a grown-up.
You had just cut the dreadlocks off.
Cut the dreads off.
Time to be a little bit more serious.
So I hopped on Instagram, and I thought, you know what? My Instagram handle needs to change. This is childish.
It was
a childhood nickname.
It was a tooth.
T00TH. I shared this story in the sermon yesterday, and then I said, you know what? My profile picture also needs to change. It was just, I don't know what it was.
I think it was you holding your dreadlocks at Disney World.
Something very immature. I thought, you know what? It's time to be... Senior Pastor Tim.
I know where this one's going.
So I changed my Instagram handle to Timothy A. Miller. I changed my Instagram profile picture to a picture of very serious preaching Tim holding a Bible, as if to say, this is
look
the
how
new
serious
me.
I am.
Look how serious I am.
It's almost like you had an elder who was trying to, you know,
friends,
topple over your sandcastle.
Let me
or
tell you this.
Sandbar.
Within about an hour of me changing, maybe less than an hour, I received a screenshot from a really good buddy of mine, and it simply said, who do you think you are? Who are you trying to be? Again, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 1 through 6. If you don't have a friend like that who can take a screenshot of something foolish that you've done and say, stop being an idiot.
Now, there are some people that can pull off the look how serious I am profile
sure,
picture.
Sure, but that's not us.
No.
That has never been us. No. That's never been our shtick.
Nope.
It never will be our shtick. Ecclesiastes.
Do you remember
7.
The big thing when everyone switched from just having a profile picture, having a profile and the header?
Oh,
and
yeah.
So the header,
that was,
you know,
that was
the profile
that
was here's me with a microphone, and the header is here's the backstage shot of a very full room.
Yeah.
Man, that was great.
It's got to be you on stage.
Yeah.
And
in
the
a
crowd of just a sea of people listening to your commanding voice.
Yes, every word I say must be leaned into.
Stop it, pastors. Can we stop that? Can we put an end to that? Can we start a campaign?
I think every profile picture should have some kind of food on your face from now on. Like, if your profile picture is not of you eating an eclair with something smeared, I'm out.
Jerry says, I don't really care for profile pics of people on stage, usually making some grand gesture. Jerry, that's exactly what we're talking about. If you don't have a friend who's going to call you out for that exact thing.
But also, because of the snark, which I should probably be in counseling about, the snarkiness. Sometimes it goes too far.
We counsel each other.
I've made...
It's pastoral counseling.
I've made Canva calendars of... people who take it too far. I've never done anything. I've just sent them to friends like, hey, would you buy this calendar? You know, I get it.
Andrew,
I get it.
You can take ministry serious.
Don't take yourself seriously.
You can take the Bible seriously.
Absolutely.
Take Sunday morning seriously.
Absolutely.
But don't take yourself seriously. Like, not too seriously.
No.
Yesterday, I was at the beach.
What Sunday?
I was celebrating my dad's birthday, and I said, Dad, let's get a picture together. So, Steph took a picture of my dad and I immediately put that picture in the group chat with my elders, and everyone said, happy birthday, Steve. And I responded, well, I'm just taking him to the beach one last time. Not sure how many trips he's going to have at this old age.
How old's your dad?
65.
I was going to say he's...
But again, all of the elders, we got a great laugh.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is the people that I need to be around.
Yeah,
like,
you need
they
to...
understand.
If only there were icebergs here in West Central Florida, you could put them on one and just push them out. But, Steve, we're going to have a few more trips around the sun while things are still going well for you.
Oh, boy.
Looking forward to it.
I can't wait.
Tim, it's time for lunch.
This was a great show.
We should do this.
This may have been the best show of all. Maybe.
Every
maybe not the best.
Monday morning around 11-ish.
11 a.m., same time, same place. Mm. Bring your snark, because next week we're bringing back my favorite segment.
What's your favorite? Ooh, the ick? Ick.
The ick.
I've got new icks.
The ick is making a comeback next week. If you have any icks you'd love to share with us that we can discuss next week, shoot us a DM.
What
Andrew
gives you the
loves
ick?
It when you slide into his DMs. What gives you the ick?
Can the name of next week's episode is going to be the pastoral ick.
Yes.
I'm ready.
We're gonna dedicate an entire show
That's too much.
To every ick imaginable. It's our level of snark. You know where we're at. I'm so tired. Dude, I got to church at 7:30. I didn't leave the church till 3.
That is a long day.
So tired. Membership class, man. It was awesome. I'm tired. I'm really hungry.
Poor Tim. Everybody wants to join his church.
Sorry.
They feed him. He's got a bunch of acreage.
It's the food. Hey, we opened up a disc golf course.
You do have a disc golf course.
We opened it up.
We haven't even talked about that.
I'm going to go play this afternoon. Come join me.
I'm not. I've got to pick kids up.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm a good father. It's who I am.
See you next week. Still on?
Yeah, you can't find the button?
It's right there.